Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
A lot of shit going on this week. Let's talk about it. Raw Fusion. Welcome to the King B's Raw Fusion Podcast. It's been a long time. I should have left you without a strong show to flip to. Now think of how many weeks shows you slept through. Time's up. I'm about to bless you with another season. Another reason to cut on the TV and start the cheesing. To get up on the phone and go call your friends and let them know the King B's Raw Fusion begins. Sit on back and enjoy yourself. I'll be your company, baby. If you need a little help, I took off for a while to revise the plan. Got my focus on so I can check out the scam and open up my team. Eliminate the fake, and when he got me a beat from Bobby Drake, and now I'm back, and it's better than you ever saw. But enough talk, let's get raw.
A typical night at the club,
let's get raw.
You don't want to fall in love,
let's get raw.
Ain't got the fusion in your blood,
let's get raw.
And to my ladies and my thugs,
let's get raw. And to the haters on the scene,
let's get raw.
Don't be mad, cause we got green,
let's get raw.
You should be trying to make the team,
let's get raw.
Cause we taking everything,
let's get raw.
Raw Fusion.
Yo, what's up, ladies and gentlemen? King B right here. And welcome to Raw Fusion. We are doing something different yet again. Normally, we have a guest. Pull a guest in, have a conversation, have a hot topic. And that would be easy to do this week as well. Sometimes we have several guests. I got a list of people that's coming up. Doing this way kind of reminds me of when I started this show back at Cable Access. And there are less loopholes and things to go through now with this format. And that's why I like it so much. I can change it up and it is what it is. You know, this show goes all over the world, but it does have a very quote unquote Americanized feel. You know, we got listeners in Canada, France, Spain, Austria, Romania, Japan, Botswana, Nigeria. It's all over. And I appreciate each and every one of you guys. But, you know, growing up here is a little interesting. Sometimes I wonder if you all get our news and what you guys think of what goes on over here. This is the real, though. I had no intention to talk about quote-unquote race so much in this show. Not nearly as much as I end up doing, as I will today. So as I have done in some of the exclusive content that, yes, you subscribe if you want to support the show, and then there's some stuff there that doesn't make it out here where everyone can hear. I'm not inviting a guest today. It's you and me. We're going to talk. And there's a lot to talk about. Rachel Nichols and Maria Taylor, which is fine, by the way. Maria is fine. They're both on ESPN. Apparently, there was a remote video camera set up in Rachel's hotel room. And it was on when it was supposed to be off. Or at least Rachel thought it was. It picked her up saying some manner of things. See, when we do this NBA thing, right now ABC this year has the finals. They have a show called NBA Countdown right before the games start. And right now, Maria is the host. Apparently, that was promised to Rachel. And Rachel was pissed about it. And so she goes on to say, yep, it would be so much easier if I felt comfortable playing the audio. But I don't. Because it is kind of intrusive. It's very intrusive, actually. But it's also out there. And it should be talked about. I have heard the video, though. So what's being said, as she said, is accurate. She says, I wish Maria Taylor all the success in the world. She covers football. She covers basketball. If you need to give her more things to do because you are feeling pressure, about your crappy longtime record on diversity, which, by the way, I know personally from the female side of it, like, go for it. Just find it somewhere else. You are not going to find it from me or take my thing away. That was from a private conversation. That again, the camera was still rolling or recording or able to be accessed, and that audio was recorded. Here's the thing, ladies and gentlemen. This is interesting because it's multi-layered. A lot of people don't know what really goes on behind the scenes of television, radio, all these sorts of things, because it's kind of a large-scale situation that essentially is mimicked in, quote, well, what some would call smaller-scale situations. When you go into a restaurant or when you go into a business and they have someone to greet the people, you expect them to have a good attitude or at least put on a front. And if they don't, there's the problem often. That's what I would liken it to when you're in the media, when you're on TV, when you're in film, when you're on the radio, when you're doing all sorts of things. See, life happens. And there are a lot of other things that go on behind the scenes of these things. I'm starting a campaign to do a documentary on mental health. And, of course, you can donate. We'll put some information out there for you to do so, and it's appreciated. But, you know, I went through a 2-year depression. Wasn't so certain what was going on either. And yet, I kept a smile on my face. And you wouldn't have known it unless you really, really know me. You wouldn't have known it. I also liken it to what's going on television a lot of the times. People are expected to put on a front. They're expected to look a certain way. They're expected to do their job and look like they're happy doing it. They call cut and they're pissed off, mad about this, that, and the other sometimes. And sometimes a lot of shit goes on behind the scenes. Apparently, Rachel was promised that hosting spot on the NBA countdown for the finals. A lot of social injustice went on last year. Shit still having a residual effect. Hell, like I said, I'm talking about race a lot more than I really would like to, but it is what it is. So, flash forward, and Maria is the host. Here's the problem. When I first read this, I saw it as Rachel, as many of you, because I know there's different kinds of people that listen to this show, probably had saw it as Rachel really going on about what's happening, what's happened at ESPN, and really taking shots at ESPN and their problem with diversity. But see, the reason why so many people are mad about what she said and mad at Rachel, and the reason why it goes on to explain that Maria doesn't want to talk to her, to Rachel doesn't want to work with her, and Malika Andrews is taking the secondary spot from Rachel that she would have on the floor before the games, live interactions with Maria and also with players. But because Maria does not want to have anything to do with Rachel, Malika Andrews is taking over. Now, if someone were to say that that's, again, ESPN having a problem with diversity, so they picked Malika Andrews, who she actually does a very good job. You're starting to see where I'm going here. Because she's dark-skinned. Well, she's yellow, but, you know. And Maria is dark-skinned. And Rachel is, quote-unquote, what some people would call, quote-unquote, white. And I kind of felt like, I really don't know any of these people personally, so I can't really comment on what the intention was. But see, this is the problem. Because a lot of times, people who they call white don't get the undertones that they're talking about when they are talking sometimes. Because I can completely see why she would say that and believe that she's going against ESPN's policies or internal racism and not see that what she said can be interpreted as racist itself. See, because if you say that she's getting the job because she is, which, who knows? But if you are saying that she got the job because of her skin color, because she is what they would call black, then you're kind of discrediting all of the good work that she does. It's saying that she's not deserving of that position based on the merit of what she does. It's because of her skin color. They got to fix their image so they get the black girl and kick the white girl out. Not that the so-called black girl may be better than you. She certainly, to me, looks better. And I know it sounds sexist, but the truth of the matter is, again, sex sells. And, well, how many unattractive people have you seen on TV? You know why? Because they try to get people on TV that look a certain way because people will turn off, or they're at least afraid that people will turn off the set if the person isn't somewhat attractive. At least for females, that's very true. So to say that she got the job because they're trying to fix their diversity problems is kind of saying that that's the reason why she got the job over you. And is it true? Is that the way they think over there at ESPN? I don't know. But you're still saying that she kind of didn't deserve it and she got it because she was black. That if she was so-called white and it were them two up for that job, Rachel would have gotten it. Not that Maria's hard work or her proficiency at the job isn't the reason why she got it. You know, it's very competitive in this business. You know, sometimes they only give you one spot. They give you a spot for females. They give you a spot for the so-called black guy. They give you a spot. I've always said that it's very interesting. If you look at these shows, you would tend to believe there's a lot of diversity there. Well, what we're not privy to see most of the time is the diversity behind the scenes, in the executive offices, in the producer positions, the ones that make the decisions. Moreover, if you look at it, a lot of that diversity comes from athletes who play in sports, whereas the reporters or the commentators or the analysts, a lot of them that are so-called white, have no experience in professional sports at all. Not all of them, but a lot of them. A lot more than so-called black, even men, who, not saying there aren't any, but there are a lot less who never played professional sports. Meaning a lot of that diversity is really getting people who have built a name for themselves in sports, not people who have built a name for themselves in analytics, or analyzing, or reporting. So you got a bunch of so-called white guys sitting around here talking about sports like they're an authority, and they have no background in sports as a player. And then all the so-called black guys, well, most of them, are former players. So they get to sit around and talk about it without having any experience. But when it comes to us, you got to have some experience. But to just looking at it and not knowing who these people are, it seems very diverse, doesn't it? So the criteria in the bar is different. Then you add the component of women, and they got one spot, maybe two spots, and then you have women almost fighting each other for that one position. Am I saying that Rachel is a racist? I don't know. But that was sure insensitive, and that's why the shit hit the fan. To say that it wasn't her talent. And these people are hardcore, and they're supposed to be. It's a very tough business for anyone, any color, any gender. It's a tough business to be on TV and stay there for a long time. So you kind of got to be aggressive. So I'm not faulting her for that or for fighting for her job or her position that she feels that she deserves. I get it. But to kind of say that, you know, you got the position because they're trying to clean up their act and it's because you're of your color, you got it. And not because you're like dope. That's why she's being pegged as a racist. That's why there's a big backlash. That's why the shit is hitting the fan. And some of y'all just don't get it till after you say it, maybe. And then you probably still don't get it because your intention was to indict ESPN and not Maria, but she got hit in the crossfire. Check it out. It's time for us to take a break. Check out these messages and we'll be back with more Raw Fusion. If you love Raw Fusion and you want more, go to theindycity.com, click the King B's Raw Fusion link, and subscribe for the exclusive content. For just $5 a month, you can get your VIP pass for exclusive content, the secrets and such, right there at theindycity.com. There's a new place to find Raw Fusion, rawfusion.net. Gain access to everything Raw Fusion, along with information and value you may not find anywhere else. That's rawfusion.net.
Raw Fusion.
Scary Richardson Well, this week they were talking about whether she could still make the relays. The individual competition was not in the cards. She received a 1-month suspension, but it would have been up in time for the relays in the Olympics. However, the people who picked the team decided to not put Sha'Carri on the relay team. You know, some people were upset about that. There are morons going around with the petition as if that's going to change anything. There are others who are more moronic to say you should boycott the Olympics and not watch. Me personally, I'm going to watch. Simone Biles, arguably the greatest Olympian ever. She certainly has more medals already. And she hasn't even hit this Olympics yet. Is going to be competing. I'm going to watch. I'm going to cheer for her. She didn't do anything wrong, nor did any of the other ones who are going to be competing. You know, there's sometimes you just got to own that shit. I get it, and I'm very sympathetic to her. That's Sha'Carri. She was going through a trying time in her life by losing someone. So, yeah, I get it. But you knew the rules, as she stated. She owned it well. It's these sideline motherfuckers who maybe haven't gone through those type of things that she went through, or have not been an athlete, or don't follow sports, or don't know what it takes to become a champion, that has a lot of bullshit to say. If she don't run, we don't watch, and, you know, all this kind of shit. Fuck you. She owned it, and that's what she should have done. She handled herself in a very professional manner in doing so. You all are handling yourself in a very ghetto-ass manner by saying she should run anyway. No, she shouldn't. And we don't know what her mental health state is. As I said before in the podcast last week, maybe she needs this time to heal herself mentally. It's important. Mental health is important. Doesn't make you weak because you take some time out for your mental health. It actually makes you stronger. It's easy to let people push you into shit when you need some time to heal. Sometimes it's difficult to stare down the possibility of becoming a gold medalist in the Olympics and then just take time. I don't know if she wants the time. I don't know what she needs. But I know that if I were making the decision, I would have to think, is she healed enough that she doesn't go back and smoke some more weed? You know, we're out in Tokyo. Then, oops, she fails another test. It's something that I have to consider. People, again, want to bring race and all this other shit into it. Quite frankly, other people have gotten a longer suspension. Timing is a bitch. But when people have gotten a longer suspension, and you want to ignore that when she only got a month, and you want to ignore everything except for the color of her skin, and then say it's racial. No, the color here is that green that she smoked, or perp, or whatever. Anyway, I'm sorry. I think they did what they had to do for the team. And I don't see anything wrong with that. Therefore, I don't see a reason not to watch the Olympics and support the other runners, the other participants, you know, the basketball team, the gymnastics team, plenty of teams, and plenty of people of different colors that will be competing and would like your support. And you're a fucking moron if you think that we should not support those people as hard as they work to get there because one person smoked a blunt or however she did the weed. We'll be back with more Raw Fusion. If you want to check out some of our films, you can do so at patreon.com/KingB. And as always, King B's Raw Fusion podcast is sponsored by theindycity.com. If you like independent artists, or independent products, or you're just independent like me, check out theindycity.com. theindycity.com. There's a new place to find Raw Fusion, rawfusion.net. Gain access to everything Raw Fusion, along with information and value you may not find anywhere else. That's rawfusion.net.
Raw Fusion.
In an effort to make this episode not so serious, we were talking on my other podcast, Comic Cool. We were talking about Marvel versus DC. And I was saying to couple other people who wanted to bring up points that had nothing to do with my statement. Howard the Duck and the other Blade series have nothing to do with the MCU. The MCU started, as I said, with Iron Man. And if you go and Google that and just say, what is the first movie in the MCU? It will say, as I said, Iron Man. My other point was that I believe that the quote-unquote Snyderverse would have been saved with one movie. That movie was a Ben Affleck Batman movie. Think about it. The Joker kills Robin. That's a movie in and of itself. We go through that whole thing. You can have the Jared Leto Joker. And if he is indeed the Joker that we saw in the Justice League, opposed to the one that we saw in Suicide Squad, I think that's a great movie. Then you have the marketing campaign for the movie to say, no, this isn't the Dark Knight series Batman. This is an older, grumpier, interesting Batman. And I think people would have gone to see that. What is this? Who is this? Let's see this. You can prepare people to be like, I want to see that. As opposed to, who the fuck is this? When it comes to watching Batman versus Superman. So then, after the Superman movie, you put the Batman movie. Then you have Batman versus Superman, which puts Batman versus Superman in a totally different context and light. And then when you do that, you can continue on and go to the Justice League. Yes, it's a step more. Maybe putting, if you keep the same director, then that's probably putting him out another 2 years from the Justice League. But I don't think you have the clusterfuck reacting to audiences' responses saying, oh, this Batman is too grumpy. When you tell them this is a grumpy Batman and here's a Batman that you can enjoy with a great storyline. And then at the end of the Batman movie, you use the beginning of Batman versus Superman, which is the ending of the Superman movie from Batman's perspective. That's how you end the Batman movie. Then once you end the Batman movie, you go into Batman versus Superman. I think you win. But if you're in a rush to get to Justice League because the Avengers did so well, well, you're making a mistake. You have to also understand that the Avengers movie came after a series of movies in the MCU. There was a lot of them. And that setup was important in the reason why the Avengers did as well as it did in the box office. They didn't just rush it and start and do one movie and then run into the Avengers movie, which is the mistake that DC and Warner Brothers did. And that's why you have all kinds of shit and none of them connect now, because they didn't take their time to do the shit right. Do the shit right. Go with the right people. Do it right the first time. And get out of the way of the artists if you're the studio. That's what you should do. It's time to talk some shit with King B on the King B's Raw Fusion Podcast. Brought to you by theindycity.com. I really wish we didn't end up talking about race as much, because my personal belief, I don't believe in race in the conventional sense. I believe that if you believe in the Bible, then everyone on this planet came from two people. So how are there different races of people, humans? It's one race, human. There are different cultural differences, different places people come from, but you know, I'm born and raised in Chicago. I identify with Chicago. I represent Chicago. But to say that I'm a Chicagoan and that means I'm a different race from you is the dumbest thing in the world. Like, I'm of the Chicago race. Really? So that means your race is attached to a geographical location. So that's what I hear when I hear Italians and Africans, and when I hear the words Irish, Mexican, Puerto Rican, all that kind of shit, everything, the Chinese, okay, that's where you come from, but that doesn't make you a different race. You're not a different race, you're all one race. You may have a tribal kind of identification, just like I have one in saying that I'm a Chicagoan, but that doesn't make you a different race. And it was racist idiots, dumbasses, that came up with saying that this is a different race, and they did that to cause destruction, division, problems that we're living with for centuries since. Raw fusion is raw fusion because we bring a lot of things together. And sometimes it's not as smooth how we put it together because it's not supposed to. We stick it in there together and fuse it all together. And that's the way I like this show. That's the reason why I like being able to do many different things. And one show may go one complete way. The other one may have ups and downs and twists and turns. And the other one may just have me talking to you in the microphone like this one today. When you pull up this race bullshit and you attack people for the color of their skin, especially if that color resembles mine, hell yeah, I'ma fight, and hell yeah, I got some shit to say. But that doesn't mean that I don't love all people, all different kinds of people. I don't love all people. Some of you motherfuckers, I swear to God, y'all lucky I'm not a dictator. But all kinds of people, all colors of people, yeah, I care about you guys. I grew up with different colors of people. I love people from different colors. I'm not going to stop. But when your finger hurts, your pinky finger, you slam it in the door, right? You don't sit there and say, well, my pinky's broken, but I have to take care of all of the fingers the same way. Sometimes you have to put extra attention on that pinky until it heals. Then you go back to treating all of them the same way. And that's what I do. That does not mean that I hate other people, other colors of people. That means that there's been injustice done to some section of the population because of the color of their skin. And those are the people that we need to heal right now. And then we're back to harmony. Just as once that pinky is healed, your hand has harmony again. I appreciate each and every one of you that listen to my show every week. And I'm working hard to make a good show every week now. And I don't care about your color. It's about the people. They have set up these systems to divide us. And here at Raw Fusion, I'm here to bring us together. I'm King B, and this is Raw Fusion.
Raw Fusion.